Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort and hope.
Faith is believing that God is and what He says, that He spoke the worlds from nothing by His breath. It's believing He rewards you if you seek Him with all you are, that He holds the book of life, the keys to death. You can learn of God through the simple faith of man, how Noah made an ark at God's command. You've heard of Daniel and the lion's den, Abraham. There's a choir of those who've gone before us, who trusted God and followed where He leads. It's time to rise up and join the chorus, for the promise is nearer than when tortured, sawn asunder, wandered in the wilderness, scourged, stoned, tormented, and enslaved, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, knowing there would come a better day. Receive it, strangers and pilgrims, but they could see that God had prepared a new Jerusalem, and by faith they embraced it and believed. There's a choir of those who've gone trusted God and followed where He leads. It's time to rise up and join the chorus, for the promise is nearer than when we first believed, than when we first believed. For He said He'll never leave us. Watch and pray and trust Him at His word. Because He intercedes, there's no need to fear, for He is working everything out for your good. Make straight paths for your feet. Lift up your hands and your feeble knees. Live to fear God and give Him glory. Then like Enoch we shall see Him, for it's God we live to please. Like a choir of those who join the chorus, for the prize. believe.
I will cling to the old ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Ooh, on a hill far away stood an old ragged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old ragged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old ragged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old ragged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old ragged cross,
old ragged cross,
and exchange it someday. Exchange it someday for a crown, a crown.
He took my burdens all away up to a brighter day. He gave me a song.
He gave me a song.
Oh, wonderful song.
Wonderful song,
oh wonderful song I now can sing. In my heart joy bells ring.
He gave me a song.
He gave me a song,
oh wonderful song.
Oh wonderful song,
he gave me a song.
He gave me a song
to sing about.
To sing about.
He lifted me.
He lifted me
from sitting down.
From sitting down. Oh praise his name.
Oh praise his name.
He is my king.
He is my king.
Oh wonderful song.
Oh wonderful song
he is to me. Every day, walking the heavenly way,
he gave me a song.
He gave me a song.
Oh, wonderful song.
Oh, wonderful song.
Oh, wonderful song I now can sing.
Praises to him, my King.
He gave me a song.
He gave me a song.
Oh, wonderful song.
Oh, wonderful song.
He gave me a song.
He gave me a song
to sing about.
To sing about.
He lifted me.
He lifted me
from sitting down.
From sitting down. Oh, praise his name.
Oh, praise his name.
To me,
is to me.
I am redeemed, no more to die, never to say goodbye.
He gave me a song.
He gave me a song.
Oh, wonderful song.
Oh, wonderful song.
And some of these days in that fair land,
sing with a chorus grand.
He gave me a song.
He gave me a song.
Oh, wonderful song.
Oh, wonderful song.
He gave me a song.
He gave me a song
to sing about.
To sing.
From sitting down.
From sitting down. Oh,
A wonderful song
he is to me.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, waited for him. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will, he
that things will get rough, and we must learn to trust. Deception is all around us. Keep your eyes firmly on Jesus,
though the darkness may seem
dove is singing its sweet song of morning. The leaves of the trees turn their silver cups to the sky. The silent clouds above are beginning to gather. The barren land is thirsty. So am I.
Let's help him on the chorus.
But it's beginning
to rain. Hear the voice of our Father. He's saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise.
you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
The young man's eyes start to shine as he tells of a vision. The old understands what he sees. He's just dreamed a dream. Thrilled at being alive, they reach for each other. And they dance in the rain with the joy of the things they've seen.
It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of our Father. He's saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I've promised to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
At the first sound of rain that you hear, throw open the window. Go call all the children together and swing wide the door. When the rain of the Spirit is falling, we should fill every vessel. For we who drink our fill will thirst no more.
Amen.
And it's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of our Father. He's saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and beginning to rain. We better sing that again. It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of my Father. He's saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
If you're thirsty and dry,
look up to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
And all the people said, amen.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, An Angel in the Form of a Dog. Psalms 34 verse 7 reads, The angel of the Lord encamps all around them who fear him and delivers them. I was taking students out to do literature evangelism in a very rural part of Tennessee. I had dropped off all the students to their assignments, except Justin and Amy. The road we were working was about 2 miles long, and seemed to have a dog in every yard. These dogs worked like security guards. They ran along with the van, barking until I reached the end of their property, where the next dog would take up his duties. So there was an almost continuous line of barking for the whole length of the street. I have always been confident in the Lord's protection of our students, but by the end of this road, I had an uneasy feeling. Amy was a sweet girl with a tiny frame, and Justin was a strong young man, trained in martial arts. Therefore, I told them to go to the houses together, rather than work the opposite sides of the street as we usually did. Of course, I thought that if any of the dogs threatened to harm Amy, Justin would be there to protect her. The house where they began was set a long way from the road, and its driveway wound through thick woods. I decided to turn around to go back to where I dropped them off so I could follow them with the van. I drove back on the long road, and the dogs resumed their responsibilities as I passed their respective houses. Suddenly, I saw him. This dog was unlike any of the previous dogs I had passed. He seemed like a football player as he lined up in the centre of the road. He waited in his stance for me as I approached him. As the distance closed between us, he abruptly sprang into action. He ran towards the van as though he intended to wrestle it to the ground. Next, he leapt into the air and met the hood of the van with a thud. Slobber splashed upon the windscreen as the van absorbed his fury. I continued to head down the road, enduring the incessant thudding of his assault on the vehicle. He seemed intent upon tearing the door off. Apparently, this dog had no regard for the rules because he persisted down the road for a good half mile through many other dogs' territories. As I considered his aggressive behaviour, it occurred to me that this beast would confront Justin and little Amy. I knew that I must protect them, so I decided to go get them. The pounding on the driver's door continued while I thought about what to do. I thought that surely this dog would leave me when we reached his house, but that did not happen. When I was almost at the end of the street, the killer dog suddenly left me and started down the driveway through the woods to the home where Justin and Amy were. "Jesus, I can't help them now. You will have to save them." I repeated these words over and over as I headed down the driveway. I reached the end of the driveway to witness what I thought would surely be bad news. The dog was in a full sprint when he leapt into the air. I was certain that he would hit Amy head on like he hit the van. Strangely, he seemed to turn upside down in the air and land on his back at her feet. As she bent down to scratch his belly, my heart cried out, "No, Amy, no! He's a killer dog!" However, she bent down and loved on him, rubbing his belly. Somehow, the killer dog had become a playful puppy. Amy looked up to see me and asked why I had returned. I told them that I just wanted to make sure that they were okay. When I picked them up at the end of the road, the killer dog was still with them. Amy gave him a hug before she got into the van. Then I recounted this whole story to them. They then told me that wherever they went, the dog stayed with them. He drove the dogs away from every house and stayed especially close to Amy. What an amazing answer to prayer! A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 639. The angels of heaven are sent forth to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. We know not now who they are, It is not yet made manifest who shall overcome and share the inheritance of the saints in light. But angels of heaven are passing throughout the length and breadth of the earth, seeking to comfort the sorrowing, to protect the imperiled, to win the hearts of men to Christ. Not one is neglected or passed by. God is no respecter of persons, and He has an equal care for all the souls He has created. An Angel in the Form of a Dog was written by Debbie Baker, president of Heritage Academy in Montreux, Tennessee. You can visit heritagetn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.